Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
We are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
All right, guys, this is the best thing that has ever happened to all of us is our best of episodes. We love every single season that this happens.
Baddies, welcome to the best of the year, the best of 2020. In this episode, you're going to hear episodes from both season 3 and 4, literally the entire year of hit after hit after hit. A COVID scare to a baby scare. Oh, that happened.
An actual baby.
To an actual baby. I mean, there's the labor episode. Do you know how many people are like, I can't believe you went through labor and like did an episode. And I'm like, I never really thought of it that way. Yeah. I was just talking to Tracy.
I recorded the kids coming out of my own vagina. So I believe it. I'm here for it.
But everything we went through.
Was the divorce in this season?
Yeah, the divorce is in this season.
Wow, this is such a fucked up season.
We did a swingers episode with therapist Nikki. Do you remember
that? That was this season? Mm-hmm. That feels like fucking forever ago.
Forever ago, yep. We had a baby shower.
That I remember.
We talked about bridal. We had a whole bridal episode. We had sex disaster stories.
Mm-hmm, I remember that. We had Sally talk about her wedding date application.
Oh my God. That was an iconic episode.
Horrible PTSD.
We did pass or
drag. Don't forget the confessional episode.
Oh,
I will never forget.
Iconic.
The confessional. I actually just sent something like somebody made of like a prank of somebody like shitting all over the floor. And I wrote, this is Jessica outside the club.
Okay.
Jessica shit you not. It's the best episode.
Okay.
Yeah, I shit you not.
We had Trey's travels. Mm. She's spreading her
wings.
And she's spreading her.
Not legs.
Legs.
Alan's fucking wedding. No big deal. Just a whole fucking someone got married. No problem.
2020 gave you the worst of. We're giving you the best of. No yeah, problem. This is going to be a great episode. So we hope you enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And we will see you soon for season 5, February 1st. Oh, it's going to be a banger.
February 2nd.
February 2nd.
February 2nd. We had one fucking job.
It's Tuesday for y'all. Enjoy, guys.
Hi, daddies. It's me, the queen of sabotage, Sally. Thanks for taking this clip for the best of 2020. I remember the day really well. I drove 3 hours to confront my boyfriend and to tell him who was boss. But little did I know, he'd be the one wearing the pants and my shoes. I did get a new pair of Yeezys, but I had to finance them. I did pay them off, finally. It was worth it if you asked me, but not if you asked Jeff. Enjoy this clip of me sabotaging. I'll see you in 2020 for more sabotage shenanigans.
Yo, this motherfucker's like, what can I do? I'm going to rake the leaves. Maybe she'll leave if I start raking leaves.
Yeah.
House chores.
Amazing.
It's fucking January. What leaves is he raking?
I know. You keep saying that to me, but you know what? It was that day in January where it was like 70 degrees.
You fake raked your leaves.
He had the Home Depot bag. He was prepared. That was his plan for the day. He even said to me when he was telling me to leave, he's like, I need you to get out of here. I'm raking the leaves and I'm going to work. Like, he had known that was the plan. So easy there. You didn't go fake rake leaves in January. That I know.
Oh my God.
So I don't leave the house. I go and I stand there. He finally says to me, aren't you embarrassed? Like, I've asked you to leave and you are still standing here.
Aren't you embarrassed?
Yeah. When he said this to me, it enraged me, right? So I was like, yeah,
of course.
You want to see fucking embarrassed? I go in the house. I go into his bedroom and I ransack the bedroom. Like, I take down every photograph. I break every picture frame.
Oh,
I take back every outfit, every shoes, watches, cologne. things that my parents got him back for, got him for Christmas. I start packing everything. He comes in the house. He's like, what the fuck are you doing? Now he's taping me because as a police officer, like, you know, if a domestic is called and there's a gun in the house, like, you know, he kept saying, you're going to cost me my fucking job. Like, you're being completely irrational. So he's taping me the entire time. I'm acting like absolutely like psychotic. And at one point I say to him, and this is like something that I'm like so disgusted over. I'm like, where are the gifts I got your mother? I want those back too. And like anybody who knows me, I'm so respectful to my friends' parents or, you know, people I know that are older. I'm just very respectful. So for me to even say that, like I was in such a blind rage that like I don't even know what was coming out of my mouth. At that point, he lost it. Like, that's his mom. He's like, get the fuck out of the house. I want nothing to do with you. And while you're at it, take off your sneakers. So,
why? Because you had shoes on in the house?
No. He had bought me Yeezys.
He bought me Yeezys.
He made me take my Yeezys off.
He made me take my Yeezys off? Goodbye. I'm sold. Yo. She took all her shit back. He said, give me the Yeezys.
They were so comfortable. I'm actually really sad about it.
A unicorn is someone that goes to the club, like a woman that just likes to join in with other swingers?
A unicorn is a woman who identifies as bisexual or pansexual and is into going in with a group.
Cool.
Like having group sex with a man and a woman. That's why they call it unicorn hunting, because it's really hard to find a woman who's into both.
Alan's nodding his head, and I've never been more disturbed.
He's like unicorn.
He knows
hunting.
Everything. He
That's
could be your
right.
like secondhand man there if his Nikki.
Alan knows what's up, man.
Yeah, he does. Not me and Jess. Apparently, we're fucking losers. But whatever. Alan knows everything.
So I will say on like that end of things that I have quite a few friends that are bisexual women, and one of the things they always put like in any dating profile is like, I'm not here just to be your unicorn, because people are constantly harassing them because it's like, oh, mm-hmm. you're a bisexual woman. That means you want to come have sex with us and be in a threesome all the time.
You're right.
So they have to like announce that?
What do they want?
Usually they just want a relationship. I mean, they're looking for someone to have sex with, then they're okay with whoever they find.
Right.
You know, I will say like this particular friend is interested in threesome. It's like had threesomes, but she's not there just to be someone's toy.
Sure.
Right. Because once you're, like going on what Alan's saying, you don't want to be considered some people do want to be considered an object, but most people in the swinging world do not. They want genuine relationships and to be seen as a human being versus a fuck toy.
Whoa, fuck toy.
Hell yeah, for fuck
toys. I don't know if I can say that on your podcast.
Of course you can. Fuck toys.
Jesus, Tracy.
That's amazing. I love that that's even an option. Make me a fuck toy.
Yeah, I feel like Tracy's going to add that to her profile when she gets home.
mom of three beautiful
mom
children.
Mom of three. Fuck toy.
Greetings and salutations, baddies. This is Keisha from the Bad Examples group. And one of my favorite bad example moments was Nipplegate, when Tracy, out of the clear blue sky, decided to pierce her nipple with, of all things, a screwdriver. I don't know what that was about, but it's her nipple, so God bless. Enjoy the episode, everyone.
Jessica's so excited. So weird.
I purposely have once again been avoiding Tracy. Well, I've been avoiding her titties.
Yeah, she has. I can't.
Because I wanted to save this for the air because I could not believe. Can I tell them?
I mean, you already did just now. What are you talking about?
This bitch sends me in the middle of the night. I wake up to a nipple shot. I mean, a pierced nipple. And I, like, she doesn't even write, hey. Like, she just sends it. Like, I'm supposed to automatically know what's going on with her nipple. And soon I find out that she pierced her own nipple in quarantine.
I got
she
bored.
She corn-nipped herself.
I got bored.
I love that. I got bored, so I pierced my nipple.
Well, because I
so I didn't
no, I
send it to
it.
Alan. I didn't want wifey to hate me. Sorry, Rachel. So I didn't send it to Alan, but I felt Jessica needed to know.
What? Can you tell me how this happened?
Well, I took it out when I've had it since I was 17.
Okay.
And I took it out when I got pregnant with Skylar because I was worried that the baby would choke breastfeeding.
Yeah.
Or like just Corey made fun of me, you know? Because, yeah, Corey made fun of me. He was like, first of all, I'm like, there's two holes. What if she chokes? And he's like, that's the dumbest thing. So I asked the nurse, I'm like, isn't that normal? A normal thing to think if there's two holes that is getting double what they're getting? And she's like, I mean, it's a normal theory, but I think you're going to be okay. And I was like, okay. So I took it out and then I never put it back in. So it's been out for almost 5.5 years.
Okay. Probably for the better. Carry
and
on.
And then I was like, I really miss it. I loved it.
Did something like trigger you? Like, did you see a piercing?
Yeah, I got divorced.
She was like, I'm in quarantine. I can't do anything with my hair. So here's like, the titty.
Tracy, you're going through a midlife crisis at 30.
Like, I was like, I'm so fucking bored. I really missed it. So my sister-in-law, Tara, was sleeping over and she was like, you want to do what? And I was like, I want to re-pierce it. Can you help me? And she was like, I mean, I will sanitize everything for you. And I was like, all right. So,
but what's everything? Like, what did you have laying around your childhood home?
I used a brand new, tiny, tiny, tiny screwdriver. Wait for it. And then she took a lighter and burned it and then poured alcohol over it. So we sanitized it.
You sanitized the screwdriver.
But it had never been opened before. And it was one of those really, really tiny ones that like are like for like glasses that you fix like the screw in a glasses, like eyeglasses. Okay. So I was like, I think this is going to be good. She's like, you should use like a push pin or like a needle. And I was like, absolutely not. It needs to be a bigger hole and that would physically hurt. And she was like, a screwdriver is not going to fucking hurt. I'm like, it's a Phillips head. It's going to go in real smooth. We're fine. So then,
if this was last week's episode where we were talking about Tracy doing this in prison, yeah. It just fits right in.
I mean, I literally could survive in prison because I do shit like this. But so she's like, I think you should ice it to kind of numb it a little. I'm like, okay, good call. Let's ice it.
That's
so I sat there
idea.
for 10 minutes with ice on it. And then she was like, all right. I'm like, she's like, can you feel it? I'm like, I mean, yeah, kind of. It's not going to hurt though. I was like, I feel like I'm okay. I didn't hurt the first time I did it. So she was like, all right. And I just sat there and like twisted the screwdriver through back and forth, back and forth. And all of a sudden, we were watching a show. I think we were watching like Housewives or something. And I was like, oh, Tara, I went through. And she's like, no way. And I'm like, oh my God, it's all the way through. So I pulled the screwdriver out slowly and put my belly button ring.
Tracy.
And I put my belly button ring.
Just like The Bachelor screwing your own nipple.
Yes.
With your titty out with Tara sitting right there with you.
That's right. While we watched Housewives when my kids slept upstairs.
And you felt not like you
no,
seemed
I mean,
very
it was
casual
like,
about
I was
this.
Sitting there thinking this is probably going to be sore tomorrow because I'm like not only opening the hole, but like with a screwdriver, twisting it back and forth is going to fucking hurt. But once I took my belly button ring out and I put it in my nipple, I was like, oh, my God, it's back. And that's the picture I sent you. And then she's like, OK, let's go on Amazon and order nipple rings so that you have a normal nipple ring for it. And I'm like, duh, let's do that now. So we ordered like really cute diamond ones.
OK. OK. She's so excited. I'm so disturbed.
I was like, oh, my God, because I was just going to straight up go get it pierced.
Did you
again
read on Google to use a screwdriver?
No, I just said? I'm not an idiot. And I knew the size of the hole and thought this is about the width of the ring that's gonna go in, so this should work.
I can't even
and
believe
it
know what the fuck a Phillips head is.
Yeah, who do you think hangs shit in this house? Who do you think decorated the entire house before anyone moved in?
That's right.
See,
I forgot.
Jessica,
husband
she pierced
and wife
her nipple,
right here,
and then she put up a picture.
Put up a family photo, a family portrait
with the same screwdriver.
With her
now
nipple screwdriver.
Her nipple driver.
I can't.
When I started dating my ex, we went out for some fast food and parked by the water in a secluded area with a New York City skyline view, romantic, and watched the sunset. Aw. I thought, let me be cute and give him a blowjob. First one I'm ever giving him as well. Well, he's all silent, and as I proceed to blow him, all I hear is, "This is great," as he finishes eating his fries and puts his drink on my back to hold it like a fucking table while I blow him.
You became a fucking serving tray.
I was about to say, he needed the Sonic tray. That's what he needed.
Oh my God. Yo, come on.
He's leaned over flat back and he's putting his fucking Mickey D's fries.
And he's like, bitch, don't move. It's slushy. You're going to drop my fries. Are you kidding?
All of this while I blow him, I got so pissed. I stopped. I said, never again. And damn right, 6 years of our relationship, I never blew him again.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
You ever fuck up so bad that 6 years goes by?
Alan. Holy shit. Yo, that take note, men. Do not use your hoe as a table.
Zero fucks. I fucking cave after a month if I fucking try to hold out. Like, I could never.
Oh my God, that is so funny. That is such a good one.
Well, wait, what was he saying the whole time? This is great.
This is so great. Yeah.
Can I make a comment? If there are any guys listening to this, if you're getting head, can you please like make some type of noise to know like something is good or not without using words? I just think it's very important. We need feedback.
Yeah, positive reinforcement.
Positive reinforcement. If we're doing something that you like, please moan. Please, like, breathe heavy. Please, like, give. Don't be a silent blowjob getter.
Even a quiet fuck is better than nothing.
Yeah, yeah, man. Yeah.
Give it up for a fuck.
Clap it up. Clap it up.
I love a fuck. Yes. That's that shows, like, we're doing something really good, and we're going to go even harder. If we get positive feedback, we're going to go really hard on you. So you need to be, like, vocal, shall we say. I don't
just
like
wait
a
until like
quiet
41
blowjob is
in.
Like I don't want to hear like crickets in my own thoughts. Like, I don't know.
It's awkward anytime anyone's like really quiet and doesn't because there's no like, it's like, is this good? Is this bad?
Am I okay? Am I hurting you? Like, what the fuck is happening here? Like, I enjoy and applaud positive or any type
of
feedback.
But not too much words.
No words. Fuck is good.
Okay.
It's like if you take a really deep breath and you release a good fuck, that means like she's doing a great job. But like moaning along the way, guys, I don't know what this stigma is about like guys not moaning. Like, I support it. If you're really getting a good blowjob, please fucking moan.
Alan,
like,
please insert a porn moan right here.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh. Yeah.
Please, like, I need guys to understand, like, it's not frowned upon. We're not judging you. We want you to be into it. It's just a side note that I feel like never gets said. Like, I a quiet blowjob is a fucking nightmare.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
What's interfering with your happiness? You guys need to start taking control of what is bringing you down and start building yourself up. And the only way to do that for some people is to get professional counseling.
So BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You connect in a safe and private online environment, so it's super convenient, and you can start communicating in under 24 hours.
You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. You can schedule weekly sessions through video or phone sessions.
And send a message to your counselor anytime.
BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change your counselor if you need.
It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. There's literally no reason to not start getting BetterHelp.
Anything you share is confidential, convenient, professional, affordable, and you can check out all the testimonials posted on their website.
Anything you're going through, are you depressed? Are you stressed? Are you anxious? Do you have sleep problems, trauma, family problems, self-esteem issues? We all have these issues. Don't be alone anymore. Get better help. Get a therapist. Talk to somebody.
We want you to start living a happier life today. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. As a listener of ours, you guys are going to get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/bedexamples.
Join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp. HELP.com/bad examples. We all shop online, right? There's so many perks to online shopping. I guess my biggest beef with it is that
you get to the end and there's always a promo code. Even stores you don't think would have a promo code, they all offer them. Have you ever shopped online and not seen that little thing taunt you in the corner, like promo code, and you're like, shit, no, I don't. You start Googling promo code. You get sent to all these spammy websites. You get fake codes. You try a million expired codes. So we had a sponsor called Honey. So Honey is a free browser extension that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart. I had downloaded this onto my computer, and I swear to God, the other day I'm Christmas shopping. I'm on this website spending too much money. And as I'm checking out, I swear Honey took off $15. I was like, oh my God. It like totally made my entire day. And it just automatically does it. Honey supports over 30,000 stores online. They range from sites that have tech and gaming products to popular fashion brands and even food delivery. Honey has found its over 17 million members, over $2 billion in savings. If you don't already have Honey, you could be missing out on free savings. It's literally free and it installs in seconds. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting this podcast. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/bad. That's joinhoney.com/bad. If you're not saving money for yourself, do it for the baddies. Joinhoney.com/bad.
We are
the real Brady Bros.
Brady Brothers from the TV show Brady Bunch. I'm Barry Williams.
And I'm Christopher Knight.
I played Greg. And who were you again?
I played Peter. We've decided that we're going to do a podcast around episodes of the Brady Bunch. We're going to use it as a prism to look back to our experience doing the show and why the Brady Bunch is still popular.
Have a sunshine day.
We are the real Brady Bros.
Would you rather bang Steve Carell from 40-Year-Old Virgin or The Office?
No. Take it easy with the
hell. Oh, 40-Year-Old Virgin? No. Can we go for like current day Steve Carell?
You got way too excited.
Because all I thought,
not 40-Year-Old Virgin. That's so tough because I like current
Steve
Carell.
He's horrible in The Office too.
And Michael Scott. Yeah,
definitely Michael Scott because the virgin shit freaks me out. But like, low key, like 2020. Steve Carell with the gray hair.
Michael Scott, bro. I cannot.
You're gonna fuck the 40-year-old virgin?
Yeah.
He had two patches of no chest hair.
I'm gonna blow his mind.
Get out of here in his gaming chair.
His gaming chair.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Oh my God.
Hi, baddies. This is Tracy. I just wanted to set this next clip up saying you guys are aware this never happened, right? Just clarifying because I feel like some of you really want this to have happened, Jessica. So enjoy my false allegations of being fired from a chocolate store and it being all because of my tits. So here you go. Listen up.
I was a CCD teacher for my brother's grade for like solid 2 years.
Okay. So you taught children and you taught children, holy shit.
The Bible. Then I married Jewish and don't know anything about Cain and
Abel. How are you allowed to do that?
One night only.
I'm fucking shocked.
I don't know. They'll let anybody in, I guess. I don't know. I did it because I thought it was going to look really good on my college resume, and then I ended up dropping out of college. So, like, what a fucking success story I am. Thank you. Good job, Mom and Dad.
I actually have a
question
for
you. This is why I'm the black
you.
Sheep and I'm the least favorite in the family.
I actually have a question for you.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
I have a porn podcast, apparently.
Lude. It's lewd. Did you work in high school at a chocolate shop?
Mm-hmm. Why? Do you know somebody who knows me? I'm going to fucking bug out right now. I don't like when you start things like this. So you ask me questions.
Why did you get fired?
I don't know. Oh, I quit because I don't like the smell of chocolate.
That sounds like you made that up to cover up that you got fired for showing your titties at work.
What? I was 15 when I worked there. For sure not.
Someone told Denny that you worked at a chocolate shop and you got fired because you wore low-cut shirts and your tits used to hang out.
cleavage. Always. I've always had cleavage for sure. My tits out?
I was 15. I don't think they were like, you were topless, but I think you probably had like a very revealing shirt on and some old chocolate grandma. It probably came to get some chocolate.
No, I worked for a family friend who owned it. And I quit because I literally, okay, this is what happened. I worked at the bakery first and then I love bread. So I was like, I can't fucking work here anymore. All I'm doing is eating bread. So I was like, where do I not like? And I don't eat chocolate. So I was like, I'm going to work at the chocolate store because I won't eat anything. And so then I worked there. But then when you walk in, like the smell of chocolate was so severe, I couldn't take it anymore. So I was like, I just can't work here anymore. And it was a family friend who owned it. And I was like, do you, like, I don't want you to be offended, but like, I fucking hate the smell of chocolate. And like, I know this is like your life and like you love the smell of chocolate. I'm sweating. I just can't do it anymore. So then I ended up working at the pizzeria because I was like, well, back to carbs, I guess, because I hate chocolate.
Okay. I don't even know where to begin on this.
But
story.
I love that the rumors started that your fucking cop husband thinks that I showed my tits at a chocolate shop. Because like, this is how like, rumors
you
start.
You asked Tracy about the chocolate shop, and I was like, well, what chocolate shop? But he's like, she worked at a chocolate shop.
That's
and I'm like,
true, but
I don't
that's
think she
not
did.
Why.
I never heard. I never knew that.
No, and also, these cleavage got me a lot of jobs bartending and waitering, so I don't think that's why I got fired, by the way.
Oh, my God.
No, but that's the truth.
You're
I literally
remembering the story correctly.
100%. I had to quit because I was like, the when you're cooking chocolate, like
it doesn't
hot
it
chocolate,
sound like something you make up when you get fired for showing your tits. They're like, oh yeah, I don't like the smell of chocolate. Like,
I mean,
anybody
time
who knows me knows I don't like chocolate, and hot chocolate makes me want to fucking vomit. And they cooked it in the back, and I was always like, every time you walked
oh my
in,
God,
it
sounds
reeked
fucking
of hot
amazing
chocolate. I hate hot. I literally, if I eat chocolate now, it has to be frozen. You could come to my house, there's a fucking frozen section of chocolate in my freezer. I despise warm chocolate.
Why?
Like when I go to a grocery
hot
store.
Chocolate?
Not a grocery store, like a 7-Eleven, and I walk in, I don't just grab a chocolate bar. When I first get there, I grab it and I put it in the freezer for a little. And then when I'm ready to check out, I literally pay for it and eat it. Because I'm like, I don't like warm
I'm
chocolate.
Shocked you've never been arrested from a 7-Eleven.
I'm
taking all their chocolate goods and putting them in the freezer.
And
imagine
I,
the
and
guy
I
watching you on
them
their like camera when you first walk
that's
in.
That's literally, I need to know who told him that.
Hanging out, putting chocolate in the freezer.
I need to know who told him that. I need to know the answer.
All right, we got Dennis on the phone. Dennis said that I fucked up the story.
Jessica didn't even tell the story correctly. I am being dragged through from different towns, Dennis, and the story's not even accurate.
What was the story?
The story is that she worked at some fucking candy shop in high school.
Yeah.
And she was dressing provocatively while
I mean,
working
that's
there.
Way less bad. Hello, it's me.
And maybe had some extra cleavage hanging out.
And she got
was inappropriate when fucking four-year-olds are trying to pick out their bunny.
I mean, that's exaggerated. But I also got a game of telephone from your house back in Sea Caucus, like a 10-minute drive here, and the story changed again. So I'm going to assume that it was like some girl who had really nice tits at Zigarelli's chocolate.
You're probably employee of the month.
I was so good, and I had to quit myself, and it wasn't anything against them. I just don't like chocolate.
Tracy just pulled up a picture of herself.
I was like, would they let me back if I got fired with my kids years later
with
the bunny?
Chocolate bunny. Like she was like, if I got fired for showing my tits,
would
they
I
let
be
me
let back?
Dennis, who told you this, Dennis?
Tell me now.
Doesn't matter. Goodbye.
We'll bleep their name. Tell us right now, Dennis.
He hung up on me.
We're calling him back off air then because I need to know. I need answers.
Oh, my God.
See, this is how rumors start, you guys.
It really is like the game of telephone. Like he told me
I can't believe Jessica fucked it up so bad and then literally tried to push it off on me as like the reality of what happened.
I don't know what was like more of a bomb drop today, that I'm having a little girl or that you got topless at a chocolate store in
Let's
high school.
Let's elaborate it. Hold on. Tracy got topless and started making chocolate in the back of the store. That's even better.
Tracy
Let's
rolled around and melted chocolate.
You guys, we want you to comment on the last picture on our Instagram and write how you would fix this game of telephone. Make it really elaborate.
So if you guys remember the wedding date application episode, this is the episode where Sabotage Sally was talking to this guy and he sends her an email of these fun and playful questions to see if she would be a good wedding date. And she answers all of the questions so seriously. It was really hard to pick a favorite moment in this episode because the whole thing was hilarious, but I ended up going with Sally sabotaging in all of her glory. After she finishes answering the questions, she decides it's a good idea to ask him some questions of her own. And what she asks him is pretty much the kiss of death when you're dating a new man. She asks him if he wants to get married, if he wants kids, and, well, keep listening to find out how she ruined this one. Enjoy, baddies.
Remember when we thought this was a mini episode?
to really ride this home, Trey. Alan, to follow up, how do you deal with a girl with insecurities?
What was the last question?
If you think it can't, this is the last question.
Here it is.
Oh, so she made it a smaller font, like she was being a lady.
Wait, like you had to zoom in on the small print? Oh, Lord, what is it?
Actually, I'll just zoom in for you to see.
Do you like doing anal? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Look at Alan. That's what I have my kids do when they feel like they want to say the same thing.
Oh, this means
Alan.
Oh, my God.
Alan.
Okay. A girl asks you this, Alan. What's your on before you meet her? Before, what is your first?
Before he's had a chance to like treat you like a lady, do you like doing anal? You know, the worst part of this whole thing is his response.
I'm scared as fuck.
What's his response?
Is it like epic?
LOL. It's not my go-to.
Oh, my God. You should have bounced at that moment.
But then I will say, but if you want me to fuck you in the ass, I'll wear that thing out.
I don't know what That's to awkward. Say. I don't know what to say.
I don't like that.
Me no likey.
Don't like that response. That's not.
Oh my God, I think it just tinkled. I mean, I don't know what's more humiliating, to ask a guy if he likes anal and then to have him say, it's not really my thing, whore.
He has since asked, because I'm still talking to this gentleman.
Are you fucking kidding?
He has since asked, not even since this conversation, we haven't brought it up. He asked me the other day, yo, are you really into anal? Because we haven't discussed it.
Put that down. There's no way someone's not. Are you kidding me?
I literally never bring it up until it's like forcibly asked.
It's a non-negotiable for me.
It's anal or bust? Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, and the fucked up thing is, I just feel like after she spent so much time answering the questions, like took them so seriously, wrote her own questions, like, she sabotages the whole
thing. She couldn't leave the conversation without a sabotage.
She's gotta ask about anal. Like,
can it be a surprise? Like, after you guys, like, couldn't it been a surprise? Like, after when he's at the wedding and you guys are flirting and having fun and you go back to the hotel room and you're fucking like, fuck me in the ass. Like, couldn't that have been a great surprise for him instead of prereq?
Yeah.
Prerequisite, if you won't fuck me in the ass, we're not going to the wedding.
I feel the Trey the exact same way. Like, what a special gift you have of your booty that you're willing to give. And
which most people at this table are not willing to give.
So I mean, the fact that you have that, like, it's almost like a secret weapon, like under your belt, you know what I mean? Like,
it's like, oh, you thought we were done?
Yes.
Nope. Anal time.
And then, like, again, going back to how stupid men are, like, make him feel like he's special. Like, you're presenting him your booty. Like, what you just said, like, do you like anal? It's like, oh, everyone who fucks me gets it in my ass.
Yeah. It's like, you're literally,
if you would have done it in the moment, it would have been like, holy shit, this girl's so horned up.
She's so fucking hot. She's made me fuck her in the ass at this wedding.
We have been on 4 dates. We FaceTime every single day. We talk every day.
And it's because
we have not had sex.
What?
We have not had sex. We have not had anal. We have done nothing.
And why is that?
Because COVID. I'm trying to listen to your advice.
Because of me. Because she texts me from the car being like, should I go back up and fuck him? And I'm like, no, you already left.
Oh my God.
Why'd you go back from the car?
I was debating going back upstairs. I felt like it's the third date. Like, oh my gosh, we just had a great time. I should go. I was legit about to go back upstairs. If I didn't call Jessica, this would be a different conversation.
Okay.
He would have ghosted me by now.
Of course, the first one I read was, I shaved my pubes and cut my bits.
First of all, how inexperienced are you to not know how to shave properly?
This person wrote, I'm going to let my boyfriend do my Brazilian this weekend. I'll let you know. And I'm just like, no,
that's
thank
a
you.
Horrible idea.
Wax my pits today. Going to attempt my lady parts next. See, like, what is wrong with me? I could not wax my pits. Also bought a UV light and gel nail polish from Amazon.
Trying to self-wax. The only thing I'd ever self-wax was my legs.
Oh, you did that?
I would. I haven't, because I just shave everything. Like, chin down, it's hardwood floors. Like, I just jump in the shower and everything gets taken off.
All right, let's see. More
beauty bust during quarantine. I tried to wax my own kitty and it didn't work. I ripped myself horribly and spent 6 hours in the emergency waiting room. 14 stitches later, I can't have sex in quarantine for 4 to 6 weeks.
Shave your vagina. Stop fucking at home waxing. I don't get it. You guys are not fucking professionals. Oh my
Here's
God.
Another one.
A razor
tried to
give
myself a Brazilian.
Way.
Ended up with wax all over the hair. Dude, that was mine. God. It was just wax everywhere. It was a nightmare.
Oh my God. I would never even attempt that ever.
I tried to wax my lovely coochie and I got wax stuck between my lips and they were stuck together.
What'd you expect?
Put on gloves and a mask with my bottle of hand sanitizer and went skiddly diddly to Target with my vagina lips stuck together.
Came home
and they were pressed. I can't read the story. They were pressed together. They were stuck to my panties too.
I'm uncomfortable. I'm physically uncomfortable.
Pissed because I can't have sexy time with alfalfa of hair sticking out between 2/3-degree burns.
Ew.
Yo, she went to Target like super glued together. And then like her underwear got super glued there.
Wow.
Oh my God, I'm crying.
What the fuck? I'm crying.
Hey, baddies, this is Molly. My favorite episode from 2020 is from the Swingers episode. Jessica had me dying laughing when she asked every single guest that came on the show if the air smelled like ass. Whether or not the air smells like ass still remains unanswered. Enjoy the clip, baddies.
I'm also like kind of dying to go to like a sex club.
I have a friend that can hook you up.
Wait, I'm dying to go. I always thought it was like so interesting. And
a sex club or a swingers club?
No, not a swingers club, a sex club where like everything goes and like you just kind of can take it all in and watch what's going on and like take it all, or you can get involved in it. And I'm dying to go.
So I have someone that we're going to talk to later that goes to these clubs.
Really?
But from what I've heard, Alan, have you ever been to one?
I have not been to one.
I've just heard that they're just like kind of gross. Like there's just like
I assume there's
a stench in the air at all times.
Well, it's gonna
smell
like sex.
Rihanna said she loves the smell of sex. So
who said that?
Rihanna.
Mm-hmm. Is that one of your friends?
No, it's a singer. It's 2020.
Oh my God, come on, Rihanna. Jess.
Fucking what? Yeah, she's a
Rihanna. Is she your friend?
Grammy award winning singer. I mean, look her up.
I love the smell
Google
of
it.
My sex, no, not some fat bastard sex.
I watch porn. I know what goes on. I just want to see it in real life because
right.
I don't believe that these places exist.
And
I don't
some of the rooms
that
are like open.
Possibly be a real thing.
I've seen a thing where it's like the room is open and you can put a rope if you want people to not come in, but they can watch, or you let the rope off if other people can come
enjoy.
In.
How do you not like enamored by this?
I don't know. The smell of just like ass in the air. I just can't. I can't.
Very nice. They're no one's very like judgmental. They don't say anything. Even though in my head I'm like, what the fuck? Every 5 minutes, like the shit I'm seeing.
What are you seeing? Tell me what you're seeing.
Yeah, I need to understand.
And more importantly, what are you smelling?
I'm worried about the visual. Jess is worried about the smell.
So my last question is, have you ever smelled like a whiff of just like ass?
I fucking can't.
No. Some of the rooms just had candles on and stuff, but they do
That's
have
a good idea.
Showers. They have showers and stuff in there. Some of the rules and like for some of the hotels and clubs and stuff is like hygiene, that you have to be clean, like, you know, you have to look presentable.
Last question for you. I'm assuming you've been to like swingers parties.
I have.
Okay. Does the room ever smell like ass?
This is Jessica's only concern. It's her
concern. It's a concern for me because maybe I like to swing, but I'm just concerned with like the stenches.
Well, you're very selective, or you should be, about
who you
some people, a lot of people host parties at their house, and so you get to know them and, you know, check them out and all of that before you ever go to their home.
True.
Of course. So I have never had the ass stench situation happen.
That has to be the episode title. Yes. I have never had the ass stench.
Question.
Here's Jessica's question of the day
you
to everyone.
You are in a room with a shitload of couples. Does it smell like shit? Is the smell of ass in the air?
There's more of alcohol smell in the air, but I mean...
Jessica's dying for somebody to be like, yes, it smells like shit. Don't fuck
there's
other people.
There's no way the room doesn't smell like ass.
She's dying.
I will tell you this one thing. We went in the beach and, you know, everybody was just sitting there. And there was this girl, and I won't say her ethnicity or anything like that, but like, she got too close to me and it was just like the alcohol and the sweat and just like body odor. And then for the rest of the trip, like I completely
ignored her, like the plague.
And then she told my husband, like, oh my God, I don't know what she doesn't like me. I'm like, babe, just please, just walk away. Just walk away because I don't want to hurt this girl's feelings right now.
Wow.
Like, I feel like if you brought home a guy that like looked like that, but like, was responsible and polite,
and
that they oversee all of that stuff.
100%.
They look past it. But I think a lot of your type tends to, like, I don't know, like, they're still, you know, going
partying
to the club.
I know.
Wearing those fucking weird sunglasses.
I know who you're talking about. Jessica, you can't physically attack him.
You're like, you don't even know him. I don't even know him.
When I tell you guys, I have a confession, and this should have been on the last episode, but, like, I am, like, weirdly obsessed
with herself. That's what
this guy who's me in male form.
She shows me all right, let me just explain. She shows
me
a picture.
Wait, don't say too much because this person knows like everybody I know.
Shows
so I need
me
to,
a
like,
picture
low key talk about
of this.
This
guy. He's wearing a leopard
no,
button down.
Way too much.
To like his fucking nipple, okay? Like his whole chest is open.
I'm joking.
He's got obviously an energy drink in one hand. Like a cigar behind his ear, a backwards hat.
He
he's wearing
not.
Like these sunglasses. He's inside taking a mirror selfie with these thick ass sunglasses. And I just said, I think his jeans are ripped. And I said, Tracy, you can't be with this man. Imagine you two walking into an establishment. Everyone would turn around and be like, who are these people? Like, what is happening?
I'm crying.
You need to find someone that balances you, that not is you, that like...
I literally, and it's so funny because I showed Sammy and like I talk about him all the time and I have no idea who he is. I yeah. never met him. Let me be very clear. We have no interaction. I just like admire him from afar.
It's
and
like
Sammy,
a schoolgirl
it
crush.
Is literally a schoolgirl crush. And Sammy's like... why don't you just talk to him? And I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. And she was like, why? Because you know the second he hits you up, you're not going to be interested. And I'm like, of course, because that's how I am, Sammy. Like, the second a guy gives me attention, I'm like fucking over it. I'm like, whatever.
I was horrified when she showed me this kid's picture. I was like, no. Like,
I'm
no.
literally dying, you guys. Stop.
I just can't. Like, we just can't. He's oh the God. Equivalent to you, like, showing up in, like, fur boots with that dollar sign cape that you
I
wear.
I am fucking sweating. He's literally me in male form, which is yeah. super not okay.
I've never seen anything
Way
like it.
Way too extra
Tracy,
for normal
life. I'm not
life.
Trying to, like, bash your type or, like, people that you think are
but
attractive.
He's not
I appreciate,
even
like,
my
it's part of, like,
type.
It's part of, like, what makes you you. Like, it's part of why you're crazy. Like, and I love that about you. But Jesus Christ.
This please. Human is, like, please. Super extra human.
Please.
He's not even
I
normal.
Thank you.
And I make fun of it to all my friends. And I'm like, oh, who are we talking about? My future boyfriend. And they're like, you'd have to actually speak to him. I'm like, guys, I don't want to speak to him because I know he's going to be a fucking tool when I
oh
need him.
Oh, my God. I beg of you, send a picture to Alan right now. Please let Alan see a picture.
Alan, ready?
Alan.
Oh, I'm definitely not ready. But
no, you're not.
Send it in the group. I want to be reminded of what he looks like.
Hold on.
And it has to be the picture you showed me.
I have a few that I'm sending for sure.
Oh my God. I guess that's what I'm trying to
let me also clarify. There are no rips in the jeans, but she was right about the energy drink and the fucking hat.
I'm sure the jeans are way too fucking tight.
Oh my God. I don't honestly, he's not even my type. He's like way too pretty. Like with I can't even give too much information out, but yeah, I don't know. It's just it's like a low-key schoolgirl crush. It's weird. It's fucking weird. If I'm being honest, it's weird. He's literally a ninja turtle. That's what we're going to call it. He's a fucking ninja turtle. What is Batter Daddy?
Oh my God. I'm so excited to see what this is. Is it the picture in the leopard outfit?
Of course.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You guys, I'm down to make fun of this. It's because I don't know what it is. Also, I like somebody who can like make fun of himself. And that's exactly what he does all the time. And I'm always like laughing. And we.
Oh,
yeah, me and Sammy. Like I'm always sending shit to her. And she's like, can you stop? And I'm like, I can't.
You're sure you send it to the right group chat, right?
Yeah, hey, Alan.
Okay.
Maybe it didn't go through
yet.
Oh,
it
oh no, there
through.
It is.
Oh no, why didn't you just tell the picture number Jesus three, Christ. Alan?
Picture number three, Alan.
All right, here's what else I forgot to mention in this horrendous picture. Mm-hmm. His jeans are cuffed at the bottom. His sneakers are open.
You're giving so much detail. These people are gonna know who he is.
His diamond encrusted ear is larger than anything I've ever worn.
This dude looks like his name is either Vinny.
Don't
Mike,
don't laugh if he says it.
Or Polly. Also,
it isn't actually
he looks
Alan.
Like he calls his mom Ma.
For sure.
But calls girls he's dating bitch.
I'm joking.
Hey, Trey and Jay, this is DJ, you know, the baddie that accused you two and Denny of having a threesome back in season one. Anyways, my favorite moment from this season is Jess's confession about shitting herself, because we all know she hates talking about poop, and now we all know why. Love you, girls. Keep it bad.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
I shit my pants waiting in line to get into a nightclub.
Sabotage.
Denny.
I'm saying Jess.
I can't breathe.
I'm saying Jess.
I can't breathe. I'll break up with Denny.
Denny, Officer Denny, shit his pants.
Rage?
It's Jess.
Wow! That's your confession?
I knew that shit.
I knew that shit, Alan says.
That's your confession?
It's so much worse. Okay. So this goes back to the last time I ever had an energy drink.
Wow. Ever?
Ever. I was
Red Bull makes you shit your pants. I forgot that.
Red Bull gives you shit.
It's the only thing I can associate to what went wrong. I don't know, but I was pounding energy drinks before the club. Like pounding. And now I wrote pants because I didn't want to give it away, but I was certainly in a dress.
Oh wow.
And we're online to get into the club, and I'm just like, what is this feeling?
That would be shit.
I'm gonna shit my pants. So I wow. ran away.
Gonna break into song. What is this?
I feeling? Can't believe the queen of I don't talk about shit's confession is
Tracy,
I shit my pants.
It wasn't like that night. So, okay. So I literally ran around to the back of the building, didn't make it. My underwear was ruined. I took my underwear off and I left it shit stained behind the club.
This is why she doesn't talk about shit, you guys. When we say no butt stuff, when Jess is like, again, this is why. It's her PTSD
I
acting
went
up.
Back to the line with no underwear on in my dress, probably smelling like I stepped in shit.
Wow.
And I did not tell anybody I was with that night. I was with a guy, a bunch of my friends.
Sure, a confession.
And I went into the bathroom and like, the second we got in, I like cleaned up after myself, but I wanted to like my shit stained underwear is probably still behind the
that's
night.
Fucking ratchet.
Like
Jessica.
Imagine who found that one day.
I can't believe that this is your I'm fucking shook that this is your confession.
And I swear I like racked my brains for years to come, like what happened, what went wrong, and the only thing I could think of was that I was pounding energy drinks and I never had one again. That was that.
Wow.
I'm terrified of them.
Wow.
Oh my god.
Wow. And it's all because I shit my pants.
Denny goes, what's your confession? I'm like, oh, I'm not telling you.
Yeah,
never
don't worry.
Know.
He won't listen to this podcast anyway.
Nope, nope. And I'm like, I'll make something up. I'll tell him something different today. I'm not telling him that.
Use mine. He'll believe it.
Oh my god.
Baddies. Thank you for participating in the Patreon Christmas card giveaway. Extravaganza. Why does everything with Christmas have extravaganza in it? So 10 lucky baddies, Patreon baddies, VIP baddies have won Christmas cards from Tracy and I. And we're so lucky to have you and we're so happy to share this with you. And you guys are part of our family and we love you all. And the lucky winners are Trey.
People who will get a Christmas card from me are Amanda Burnside, Felicia Myers, Avery Lynn, Mia Montano, and Becky Chulake.
The Christmas card winners who are getting a card from me are Stephanie Chavez, Desiree Wille, Samantha Cleek, Edon Barcelona,
Eden.
And Kimberly DeGator.
Woo! Happy holidays, hoes.
Thank you guys so much for participating in the raffle and for everything you do for us on Patreon. We love you. We hope you love our Christmas cards.
For the winners, please send me an email at dimlywitproductions@gmail.com with your address so we can get these cards out to you as soon as possible.
Baddies, I hope you enjoyed the best of 2020, seasons 3 and 4.
Oh, yeah. What is wrong with us? There's something wrong with us, right?
I truly don't know.
I truly don't know either.
There's no words. There's no helping us.
And you know what the sad part is? Season 5 is only going to be worse.
I know.
Yep.
I know.
We are so excited to see you back again for season 5 in 2021. Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday. All right, baddies, we have to thank our Patreon VIP members because, once again, we cannot do this show without you. You guys rock, and I can't believe we have a whole nother list today of people to shout out.
It's actually incredible how many of you like are full-blown supportive and loyal. Yeah. More than most of my exes.
These hoes are loyal.
Yeah, these hoes are loyal.
Trey, start it up.
Well, this one's an upgrade, so we have to give her a special Woo! Shout out because we fucking love her. Tess Foster.
Thank you, Tess. We have Angela Rohe.
Silent.
Yeah. The hoe is silent.
Yeah.
Right, got it.
The hoe is silent. Kate Linton. Was that? Oh, it was Clinton iced teas when we were little. I was like, Linton iced teas? Is that right? Is she rich?
You're just trying to get the name Clint in there. Good job.
I didn't even think. I said Clint.
All right. So, Deandra, I'm really sorry. I know you. Let me stop you right there. I don't do this.
The J is silent. Vallejos.
Shit! Damn it, Jessica!
I was going to say it's Vallejo.
Yeah, Vallejos.
Tracy's adding
the S.
And
yeah.
Oh, Vallejos. Vallejo.
Victoria Nelson.
Amber Mancini.
Sabrina Comfort. Which, that's a fucking awesome last name.
Oh my God, it's legit comforts me. It's very comforting. Victoria Placo. Victoria Placopilis.
Placopitis.
She's just doing this to mess with us at this point, I think.
Leah McNeil.
Kelly Gray.
Leah McNeil with two L's, by the way. Fancy. Kelly Gray. Is that, that's like two different colors, right? Kelly Green and then gray color.
I like that.
Yeah. Sierra is one of my favorite names. Sierra Mincy. Mincy.
Sierra Mincy.
I think it's going to be Mincy for the sake of fancy.
You have to read this, the next one because I need to get the next one.
Okay, Nikki Heredy. Nikki Heredy.
Shasta.
Yes. Yeah, I can't wait for you to fuck this up.
Shasta Capaletti.
Wow, there's always one that just is going to completely
Shasta Capaletti.
Shasta Capaletti. Close, though.
How are you so good at
this? They're fucking Italian names. They're the easiest shit ever.
Robin Davis.
Katrina Jarrell.
Anna Tellez. Eden Barcelona.
Nicole Casper.
Brianna Casey.
Mara Roque Pantalones? Mara Roque Pantaleon. Yeah, that's much better. That's better than Pantalones.
We know who in this group never did Hooked on Phonics.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Hooked on Phonics works, but I actually
have nightmares of being a substitute teacher and having to say the kids' names out loud and being like, here, you know, and like me just butchering all the names.
Sonia Schuart.
Sonia Schuart.
We're going to call you Schuart. Sonia Schuart. That's what we're going to call you. For sure. There's no other way around that.
Sonia Schuart. Three times fast. Go.
Sonia Schuart.
Faster.
Sonia Schuart.
Schuart.
Charis.
I love you, Charis.
Adriana Z.
I don't want anyone to know who the fuck I am.
She said, I'm embarrassed I watch you.
Whitney Rogers.
Like Roy Rogers' daughter?
Wow. Mommy. Iconic.
Okay, this is if I... Okay, fun fact. The first guy I ever made out with, this was his last name, Fox, F-O-X.
Wow. Yeah. Imagine this is his sister or something.
Wow.
So
Tyler Fox, if you're out there, shout out to
oh
you.
My God. This is Brittany. Okay. This looks like a Harry Potter spell.
Mm, there's a lot of Chanel vibes in this one.
Brittany
Brittany Asika. If it's Brittany Asika, please God, tell me I'm good.
Please spell it out.
A-C-C-I-C-C-A. First of all, it's one of those things that go back and forth. Is that a palindrome?
Whoa, listen to you.
God, fucking hearts on phonics works for me.
It literally looks like a Harry Potter spell, but I love you.
Achika. Asika.
Yeah.
Achika.
Alan, any guesses?
Absolutely not. Okay. I have no idea.
Okay.
I was Christina looking at this Dervis. List and I was like, oh shit, Jessica's going to fuck this
yeah,
one up.
Yeah, for sure. It looks like, you know, like Osseo door, like
yeah,
get it to open.
No,
okay.
Aw, okay. So cute though. Christina Dreves.
I like Dreves. Let's call
Dreves.
Her that. Alexis.
That's my cousin for sure. Mm-hmm. She's on here. Jalen Hernandez. Jalen. I love it.
Oh no, I know this. Sabrina De Jesus.
I think that's what it is, but it may be De Jesus. It may be like, oh, how close are you? I'm so close. I'm like almost De Jesus.
So you're telling me the one time I was right, I'm
yeah,
wrong.
It may be wrong. No. It could be Jesus. De Jesus. I don't know. Erica Gomez, but with a K because you fancy as fuck.
Samantha Brooks. Beautiful name.
Wow.
Love it. Nice
Brooks,
and simple.
Brooke was supposed to be my name. My first name. Isn't that weird?
Oh, I like this girl's name. De Gator.
Wow. How do you fucking know that, but you're not able to spell out normal names?
Kimberly De Gator. She's part gator, part crocodilly.
Wow.
I hate myself.
Tara Brown. Upgrade. Hit me with the upgrade.
Wow. Thank you, Tara. Lauren, another embarrassed baddie.
Lauren is like, you will know my generic name and nothing else. Thank you. Goodbye. You're embarrassing. Cheyenne King. This was always like my favorite name. And I know she's an upgrade. And
partner, let me upgrade you.
Because Cheyenne is like so southern and fancy. And then to have the last name King is like iconic.
Oh my God. Love to be Jesse King.
Yeah.
Andrea Lewis.
I love the name Andrea. I don't know why I think it's so pretty. Natalie. Oh, fuck, I'm going to fuck this one up. Krizan.
Krizan.
Krizan. Krizan. K-R-I-Z-S-A-N. Krizan.
Prison. Yeah, it rhymes with prison.
Oh, we got another Rogers. Whitney and Miranda. Are you guys cousins, sisters, family related? Miranda Rogers.
No? Do the next one.
Molly Futz.
Molly Futz.
Molly Futz.
And I have a feeling this last name is going to be one of my all-time favorites. Shauna Chantanouf.
Chateau Neuf.
Okay, Shauna Chantanouf. Let us know if we're doing
we're
it right.
Up your name. Thank you.
And please add her to my list of favorite names. We love you, Shauna Chantanouf. thank
iconic.
You Patreon baddies. If you want to hear your name read on the show, go to patreon.com/bad examples, support the show, and you know, be part of the fun over here. And thanks for being a good sport as
we
always,
love you
baddies.
You're
we love
the
you
fucking best. We'll see you next Tuesday. Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hosted on dimlywit.com.